Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. In one of the worst mass shootings in modern US history, 20 people have been killed in the Texas city of El Paso. A 21-year-old white man was arrested at the shopping complex where the massacre took place. Sophie Long is at the scene.
Children were shopping with their parents in the Walmart behind me for new school uniforms, school bags, stationery, all those things that families shop for at this time of year, just a week before school reopens, when a gunman opened fire. Now, people inside the store have described the scenes of chaos and panic as parents tried to find and protect their children. People desperately sought hiding places or routes out of the building. One man has been arrested and taken into custody. He has been identified locally as 21-year-old Patrick Krusish from the Dallas area. Now, one line of investigation that authorities are looking into is whether an anonymous white nationalist manifesto shared online claiming that this was a targeted attack against the local Hispanic population can in any way be linked to the suspected gunman.
Victoria Balderrama was at the shopping centre with her parents when they were evacuated by the police.
It's the best place. I mean, I've always felt so safe and it's home. And so just the reactions, I mean, just now it's starting to hit me all that's happened. I mean, 20 people is a large number, and I mean, it's so sad to know that these people are my people. These people were targeted, and it breaks my heart.
There's been a second mass shooting in the United States just hours after the killings in El Paso. Police in Dayton, Ohio, say they are investigating what they describe as an active shooter incident near the city center. Local media say up to 10 people may have been killed and many others are wounded. Eyewitnesses have been quoted as saying the gunman tried to get into a bar and opened fire outside when he was stopped. The shooter's motivation is not known. A daredevil French inventor has succeeded in crossing the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard from the northern French coast to the southern English coast. Danny Eberhard has more.
Frankie Zapata was cheered by crowds as his so-called flyboard lifted off near Calais. He'd failed in his first attempt to cross the channel last month, falling into the sea while trying a tricky landing on a boat halfway to refuel his kerosene backpack. This time, he'd organised a bigger boat. And it all went swimmingly. In a futuristic scene, he was flanked by helicopters as he approached the landing spot near Dover. 20 minutes after leaving France, he was back on terra firma. For the last 5 or 6 kilometres, I just really enjoyed it, an emotional Zapata told reporters. He said he'd leave it to others to decide whether it was historic.
BBC World News.